Did you have any place to keep corn in there?
No.
Did you have any place to keep corn?
In the same place, in the bins there. You know, I was thinking about the chickens, you know, Mater used to take care of them. And sometimes he couldn't round the hen up with all of them. He'd catch them and put them in his pocket. and then he wound up killing most of them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
My mother was bent on raising chickens, you know. And the bobcats and the coyotes and everything played on the back porch until my father got the lattice work up. Then later on, they put the screen.
Weren't there rats?
At first, you know, it wasn't lattice, you know. Mm-hmm. You see, I told him the porch went all the way around, really, to keep us in the yard, out of the yard because of the snakes.
Yeah, that's what I felt. Snakes.
What about hogs? Where'd you keep those?
What?
The hogs?
The hogs.
Did you have a place to keep them?
No, we didn't keep any in town. We usually got them out. From ranches or somewhere. On the plantation, of course, we had a regular place for them.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes.
What was it like?
There was a big day to kill a hog there. We made soap, we made everything out of chitlings, you know, cracklings.
You did?
Yes.
What's the difference in chitlings and cracklings?
Well, it was the same thing. Cracklings, chicharrones, we call them. And, my mother made her own soap, this old common yellow soap.
You
don't say? Yeah, you use so much grease and lye and stuff. And
what do you cook it in?
Boil it in a big round boiler.
Outside?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of kitchen utensils did you have down there on the plantation?
Well, we had a good kitchen, I told you, with a fluid, a wood stove. It was well furnished. The north window was later on put screening, but at first we just used mosquito netting to keep the flies out, and it was shelved and everything.
What kind of kitchen utensils did they cook with?
The same thing. Good old iron skillets that you can't get now.
Okay.
The food tastes better than that than anything else.
Does that have flat bottoms or round?
Yes, sir. Just iron, cast iron.
Do you have something special to boil water in or something to make tea?
We had tea kettles.
Mm. Did you have a...
We had a Montgomery Ward catalog. I got a 1903 one right here. And we ordered everything by catalog, you know.
That is interesting. What about the...
What's all this about?
Hmm?
What's all this about?
I've been here quite a few years. And then he gets them in different levels of education, you know, too.
What about the... Where'd you plant the cane on the plantation?
Well, the fields.
How big were they?
I mean, we had sometimes as deep as 2,000 acres of cane and sorghum.
And did they have a fence? Was that fenced in?
No.
What?
No, all the stock was kept to the back in a different area.
Did you call
with
that a field?
With a fence.
Mm-hmm.
Pasture. They had alfalfa fields and different things like that. Was that somebody wanting me?
I don't know. Grace
answered.
She might be talking.
What held up the wire in the fences? This thing is a wooden fence?
Well, they had mesquite posts.
And one of them you'd call it one?
They had mesquite posts. They had the regular staples that they had with wire.
Well, what about, what did you use when in the kitchen after you, what did you, used like to eat with in the kitchen?
For what?
To eat with. What did you?
Well, we had regular silverware.
Well, what were the regular at a regular meal, what would you have?
Well, we had a lot of, in those days we had soup, of course, and beans, and we ate quite a bit of rice and grits and all kinds of vegetables.
What kind of
And then we had meat of all kinds, pork and wild game and cattle and everything.
What kind of vegetables would you?
Well, everything. Cabbage and spinach, turnips, everything. Okra, everything we wanted.